Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
When you ask your boss a question, is the answer often no? For many employees, it is, as managers try to keep priorities straight and to make sure projects stay on schedule and on budget. But saying no too often can stifle good ideas and hurt the bottom line. Joining us from Salt Lake City is David Sturt, who's executive vice president at O.C. Tanner and the author of Great Work, How to Make a Difference People Love. David, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
And why do you think so many managers feel the need to start off with no?
You know, I think part of it is because they have usually spent quite a bit of time trying to get their processes working. You know, they're on the hook for delivering results and delivering a certain level of quality. And so when employees come to them with new ideas or things that they want to try, that's part of the natural thing that happens to managers is to protect the current processes, to protect the way things have been done, to ensure some level of quality or making good on the commitments that they've made.
And when you look at that, do you say, well, they're doing the right thing by saying no, or is that the wrong way to approach things?
You know, I think it's a balance. If you focus primarily on saying no and shutting down those new ideas, there's some real downsides to that. One, after a while, your team members are not going to keep coming with new ideas, and they will start believing that you as a leader really aren't into progress, aren't into innovation, and it squelches not only their ability to think innovatively, but even their engagement. If they feel like, hey, I'm just here to do the work that's been required of me, and they sort of turn their brain off, they turn their creative energy off, and I think that ends up hurting teams. I think you have to be very, very careful about what you say no to.
Do you see a difference between the way that managers behave at large organizations that have been around for a long time versus startups where things tend to need to move more quickly?
Definitely. And it's a problem that happens fairly frequently because if you think about it, in those early days as a startup, you're saying yes to all kinds of things. You're trying to fill in a vision of doing something that hasn't been done before. And so you're dealing with a lot of uncertainty. You're taking risk. It's just sort of baked in to the process of young, early startup companies. And then what happens, and it's an unintended consequence, you get this almost calcification, this rigidity that starts setting in as they formulate and plan out their work processes and streamline their operations. And then it shuts out some of that innovative, fresh thinking. And it can be damaging. And I had a funny example of this that I was actually really impressed by. I was at a company called Qualcomm. I don't know if you're familiar with them. They have about 30,000 employees worldwide, just this global mobile tech powerhouse. And I was chatting with their head of engineering about how they do that. And he talked about a specific meeting where the CEO and the senior executive team called a global leadership meeting for 400 of their VPs from around the world. And they said, we need to say yes more often. We've become so big and so successful that I think we're saying no too often, because in the early days when we just began as a company, we could say yes to things that no one else could say yes to. We could find a way to innovate and to solve really difficult problems. And they were trying to re-inject that early DNA that really caused their success and bring it back into now a much bigger organization to really say yes. And they actually gave everybody this cool button, a great big blue button that said yes on it. And if you hit it, it had the CEO and other executives going, yes, yes, absolutely.
And did that work? Was that effective for them?
You know, I think it has been effective. I've heard that it's really kind of establishing itself in the culture of the company. It shows up in conference rooms and meetings, and they have fun with it. And I think it just helps remind them that that's the source of their creative energy and their long-term success as an organization.
So do you expect other companies to do the same thing now?
I think so. I think, you know, years ago, the dominant management philosophy and the thing that everybody was talking about and moving toward was more of what I would call a culture of compliance. It was trying to limit the variation in the work processes and try to streamline and drive efficiency gains and do those kinds of things that tend to, if you're not careful, prohibit some experimentation and some new thinking and some trying of new ways of doing things. And I see now all over the world. I was just in India recently and seeing them pursuing hard this issue of how do we create new value, which means you've got to approach your work with a slightly different mindset and think about saying yes a lot more than you've said no in the past.
That's David Sturt, Executive Vice President at O.C. Tanner and author of Great Work, How to Make a Difference People Love. David, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Great being with you.